Welcome to our podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of cybersecurity, exploring its critical importance, latest trends, and expert insights to help you stay safe in this digital age. In the latest update from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, a warning has been issued regarding a new form of online scam termed callback phishing. Internet users are reminded to remain alert against such fraudulent schemes, taking necessary measures to safeguard themselves. On a different note, the infamous Hive ransomware has made a return, now operating under the alias Hunters International. In response, cyber defense firm Bitdefender is actively strategizing to curb this malicious software in an effort to shield users from possible data breaches. Recently, a troubling event involving a data breach at a plastic surgeon's office has raised concerns. The breach led to the theft and subsequent online publication of nude pictures. In response, the FBI is investigating this breach to pinpoint the criminals responsible and ensure justice for the affected individuals. Navigating the digital world calls for vigilant caution and appropriate preventative actions. Continue following for more updates on these ongoing incidents. In the latest news from France, authorities are probing a potential link to Russia in relation to the appearance of Stars of David graffiti in Paris. Accusations have been leveled against Russia for allegedly using digital methods and online campaigns to intentionally exacerbate controversy surrounding these graffiti occurrences. These star symbols associated with Judaism have surfaced at multiple points throughout the city. French officials suspect Russia of leading a sophisticated digital campaign aimed at heightening societal tensions and promoting discord within France. Ongoing investigations are working to reveal the depth of Russia's purported participation in these occurrences. Several significant developments in the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict have occurred recently. Discussions have been happening about a plan to provide permanent security oversight over Gaza following the recent war. Yet, a video has surfaced that appears to challenge this proposal. It shows military vehicles being disabled, posing queries on the effectiveness of such an approach. The scenario is subtextually compared to the popular game PUBG, as players take on each other in a subterranean city. This comparison elucidates the complexities and difficulties Israel confronts in maintaining security and stability in Gaza. Reports suggest that missile sirens have been triggered on Israel's northern border, escalating tensions further. The specifics surrounding this event and its possible implications are currently indistinct. Still, it highlights the continuous threats that the country faces. Simultaneously, the Jewish community in Cleveland has taken assertive measures to ensure safety during the unstable period from an armed assault until the first responders arrive. They are offering tailored training programs aimed at enabling individuals to keep safe and potentially save lives in such crucial situations. This move underlines the increased focus on personal readiness and community durability during crises. Moreover, sirens have alarmed in central Israel, adding to the prevailing anxiety and unpredictability. The catalyst behind these sirens and any potential imminent threats remains unknown. Authorities are diligently observing the situation to manage and tackle the persisting security issues the country is dealing with. That concludes the current updates in Israel news. Stay connected for continuing updates on these evolving stories. Google, a technology behemoth, is set to launch a new video series that delves into the labyrinth of cybersecurity to raise awareness about the prevalent challenges in the field. This move is indicative of the escalating battle in cyberspace, as reports revealed that Google Ads were exploited to distribute a malicious version of the widely used CPUZ app. This breached version harbored info-stealing malware, underlining the constant need for users to practice caution and vigilance in the cyber realm. Concurrently, Cloudflare, a prominent internet infrastructure company, suffered a significant blow when it was hit by a distributed denial-of-service DDoS attack attributed to Anonymous Sudan. The ensuing outage had a domino effect, occasioning sorry errors in some Google services due to the disruption. Adding to Google's list of cybersecurity challenges, the tech heavyweight flagged a file on a user's drive for breach of its service terms. While this might be viewed as a measure to uphold data privacy, it has sparked debates about the methods and extent of user data monitoring and access. Finally, looking forward, Google Cloud has presented a global cybersecurity forecast, warning of potential trends for 2024. Of note, the report underscores the potential of generative AI-based attacks and the mounting threats from nation-state cybercriminals. As technological advancements accelerate, remaining alert to these cybersecurity challenges will be paramount to ensure the secure and private digital existence of individuals and businesses. In their latest report, Microsoft sheds light on the recent international cybersecurity landscape. Notably, they revealed that Iran's cyberattacks on Israel were likely improvised and reactive, as they took place following the sudden, deadly clash with Hamas. the Iranian attackers seemed opportunistic and unprepared for the initial conflict, reminding us of the urgency to stay vigilant and prepared during tense times. In a broader cybersecurity context, code injection tactics are becoming increasingly popular among attackers. This method, which involves embedding harmful code within regular processes, poses a significant digital security risk. Microsoft urges users to be aware of the evolving threat landscape. Moving on to technological progress, Microsoft's latest operating system, Windows 11, comes with innovative cybersecurity features specifically designed for the healthcare sector. This welcome development is aimed at providing better digital protection for sensitive patient data, highlighting proactive measures in the healthcare industry. However, various vulnerabilities remain. Some users have encountered limited attacks exploiting an undisclosed flaw in SysAid that leads to the delivery of CLOP ransomware on corporate servers. Furthermore, there are claims that the most recent Windows 11 update has been stealing users' IMAP credentials. Against these potential threats, Microsoft strongly advises users to patch their systems promptly and consider necessary protections to secure personal information. Repeat offenders continue to exploit zero-day vulnerabilities in SysAid software, deploying CLOP ransomware as a result. This underscores the ongoing dependence on robust cybersecurity measures, as well as the importance of staying one step ahead of potential threats. Overall, the ongoing news from Microsoft is a mixture of promising innovative leaps forward, urgent warnings, and reminders of the persistent and evolving cybersecurity threats. Despite the advancements in technology, especially with Windows 11, it is still crucial to remain informed and proactive to counter emerging digital threats. OpenAI recently experienced several distributed denial of service (DDoS) attacks primarily targeting its popular ChatGPT and its APIs, resulting in service disruptions and hampering overall performance. These relentless outages, which began on November 8, are suspected to be orchestrated cyberattacks on OpenAI's systems, causing notable inconvenience to users depending on OpenAI's language models. Reports suggest Russian hackers are likely behind the DDoS attacks, precipitating severe disruption in the services rendered by ChatGPT and other OpenAI programs. In fact, an anonymous group named Anonymous Sudan has taken credit for orchestrating a Layer 7 DDoS attack on ChatGPT, which significantly compounded the challenges faced by OpenAI. Furthermore, cybersecurity researchers have associated these cyberattacks to the interests of the Kremlin, implicating that Russia linked hackers aimed at OpenAI as part of a wider plan. This situation has urged further concerns about the safety of AI systems and possible geopolitical repercussions in the field. The recent DDoS attacks incident has raised questions about the potential privacy risks of using OpenAI's language models on rented GPUs. Users are questioning the extent of access rental services have over their information, and whether they could possibly log the original prompts used to generate AI outputs. Despite these challenges, OpenAI has launched a dataset sharing initiative to encourage collaboration and advance research within the AI community. This move demonstrates OpenAI's dedication to cultivating an open and inclusive approach to AI development. OpenAI has acknowledged the cyberattacks along with consequent disruptions caused by the DDoS attack on ChatGPT, and the company is actively striving to rectify these issues and resume full-service functionality. As these events unfold, it is clear that AI development is not exempt from cybersecurity threats, underscoring the necessity for stringent security measures and vigilance in the AI community. China's largest lender, ICBC, has reportedly been targeted in a ransomware attack by a cyber gang called Lockbit. This has led to disruptions in the U.S. Treasury market, stirring concerns within the financial sector. The cyber attack impacted fixed income and equities transactions, necessitating ICBC's U.S. trading arm to pivot to trading via a USB stick. Despite this, ICBC has successfully contained this attack and is presently engaged in recovery efforts. The incident has simultaneously highlighted China's cybersecurity industry, which is emerging from the shadows in light of its ongoing tech rivalry with the United States. In response to escalating cyber threats, Beijing displays strong commitment towards developing local solutions and bolstering their cybersecurity measures. The global regulator and trader community are scrutinizing this ransomware attack on ICBC, bringing attention to potential vulnerabilities within the financial sector. It is acknowledged that the cyber gang Lockbit, available for hire, represents a significant risk, having targeted various global companies and caused disruptions across multiple industries. Despite these challenges, ICBC, recognized as the world's largest bank, is making strides to minimize losses post-attack. The damage has been restricted and the crisis is close to resolution. However, this particular cybersecurity incident has heightened the urgency for enhanced security measures within the financial marketplace. Mandiant News has uncovered disconcerting information regarding a significant cyber attack that occurred in Ukraine in 2022, which was traced back to Russian hackers. This was not a typical attack. It targeted Ukraine's energy facilities, leading to a substantial power outage. Notably, this cyber attack coincided with missile strikes that occurred in the same year, adding another layer of concern. Our researchers at Mandiant, a unit of Google LLC, revealed the attack known as Sandworm to be the work of an Advanced Persistent Threat, APT, with confirmed links to Russia. What makes this attack even more menacing is its adaptation of a new operational technology, hack technique, aimed directly at the country's power infrastructure. Equally unsettling is the fact that these cyber activities coincided with Russian military missile strikes. This synchronization raises questions about the depth of Russia's involvements, indicating possible strategic coordination between their military and cyber operations. As we delve further into this matter, it's a stark reminder of the consistently evolving cyber threat landscape, underlining persistent vulnerabilities within our critical infrastructure. Therefore, remaining vigilant and investing in comprehensive cybersecurity measures is paramount for governments and organizations globally to avert such attacks. Keep following Mandiant News for more updates on this developing story. In recent SentinelOne updates, we unveil some impressive advancements in application security. In a joint venture, SentinelOne and Snyk are combining their resources to provide a full-service solution for all things related to application security. This combined effort focuses on correlating cloud-based runtime threat detections, along with vulnerabilities identifiable in container images. The goal of this collaboration is to elevate application security, ensuring timely detection and resolution of any potential threats. On another front, SentinelOne is broadening its scope through the acquisition of the cybersecurity consulting organization Krebs Stamos Group. This strategic move will initiate the formation of a new sector known as the PinnacleOne Strategic Advisory Group. With the combined expertise of both firms, PinnacleOne is set to offer comprehensive cybersecurity consultation services, thereby solidifying SentinelOne's reputation as a forerunner in the industry. Apart from these collaborations and acquisitions, SentinelOne is also making groundbreaking advancements in the area of cloud threat detection. This is accomplished through the integration of SentinelOne's Cloud Workload Protection Platform, CWPP, and Snyk Container. This integration significantly enhances cloud security, streamlining the detection and resolution process, thereby facilitating companies to ensure the security of their cloud operations. In conclusion, these advancements underscore SentinelOne's commitment to delivering comprehensive and efficient application security solutions. Through its partnership with Snyk and the acquisition of Krebs Stamos Group, SentinelOne continues to expand its capabilities, affirming its position as a reliable leader in the cybersecurity industry. In recent Poloniex news, the cryptocurrency exchange has experienced a substantial security breach in its hot wallet, resulting in a loss of around $114 million, an incident that has shocked the cryptocurrency community. The significant loss has sparked the attention of influencers, including entrepreneur Justin Sun, who has promised to spearhead recovery efforts. Following the breach, there have been additional reports of suspicious activity on the Poloniex wallet, with cybersecurity firm PeckShield estimating a potential further loss of $60 million. This situation has added to the concerns and uncertainties associated with the breach, leading to dedicated investigations and efforts by experts to find a resolution. In the aftermath of the breach, Poloniex has offered a 5% bounty for any information leading to the successful recovery of the stolen funds, demonstrating the exchange's determination to mitigate the impact of this incident. Meanwhile, amidst the turmoil, Justin Sun, founder of the Tron Foundation, has prominently stepped into action, promising to personally lead the recovery of the stolen funds. Sun's commitment has spotlighted the issue and raised hopes among those affected and the wider cryptocurrency community. This incident underscores the inherent risks and vulnerabilities associated with cryptocurrencies and their exchanges. As the investigations and recovery efforts intensify, the crypto community is eagerly looking forward to updates on the status of the stolen funds. We will continue to report on any new developments around this unfolding story. The Russian Advanced Persistent Threat, APT, group known as Sandworm, has been implicated in disrupting the Ukrainian power grid, causing a significant outage. This incident points towards an increase in their operational technology, offensive capabilities, and a spike in the sophistication of Russian cyber threats. Their success in causing a blackout during a recent missile strike has raised concerns about Ukraine's defense capabilities. Google's cybersecurity firm, Mandiant, has exposed Sandworm's use of a new cyber attack technique to achieve these destructive outcomes. The incident underlines their evolving tactics and techniques and emphasizes the pressing requirement for more robust cybersecurity defenses. The impact of this cyber attack serves as a stark reminder of potential vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure and the urgent need for governments and organizations to invest in strong cybersecurity frameworks. As our world becomes more interconnected, the repercussions of such cyber attacks can have wide-ranging and significant effects. In recent SIS8 updates, it has been reported that the notorious Clop ransomware group has exploited a zero-day flaw in SIS8's IT support software. This follows their successful compromise of a flaw in the MOVEit file transfer system, highlighting that the same group is implicated in both incidents. Furthermore, a Russian ransomware gang is also allegedly targeting a similar vulnerability in SIS8 software. Reacting to these threats, SIS8 has alerted its customers to the potential for exploitation of this zero-day flaw by ransomware outfits. SIS8 recommends immediate software patches to reduce the associated risk. The abuse of this weakness by the Clop ransomware group has allowed malicious entities to infiltrate corporate servers, leading to potential data theft and facilitating the launch of ransomware attacks. Incidentally, a recent attack on the power system in Ukraine has been attributed to Russia's Sandworm group, exemplifying how critical it is to rectify software vulnerabilities. Concurrently, an actor known as Lace Tempest has found and leveraged a new zero-day vulnerability in SIS8's IT support and management software. This aligns with their established pattern of exploiting analogous weaknesses across various software platforms. The same zero-day vulnerability in SIS8's software has been abused by Lace Tempest, resulting in isolated attacks. This act serves as a significant showcase of a ransomware affiliate's capabilities and reinforces the need for stringent patching protocols. Cybercriminals have further exploited this vulnerability in on-prem instances of SIS8, paving the way for successive attacks. Notably, the Clop ransomware group has pinpointed and abused the SIS8 zero-day flaw in selected attacks, leading Microsoft to draw connections between them and the Lace Tempest group. To sum up, it is imperative for any organization using SIS8 IT support software to recognize the zero-day flaw and promptly implement the required patches to safeguard against possible data theft and ransomware breaches. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the exciting world of cybersecurity, discussing the importance of protecting our digital lives and the measures we can take to stay safe in an ever-evolving digital landscape.